I'm VOA's Richard Green with your Worldwide News Update. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris delivered her so-called closing argument to voters in a Tuesday evening speech near the White House 1 week before Election Day. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more on the Democratic candidate's efforts to highlight the difference between her and Republican rival Donald Trump.
Standing on the ellipse near the White House, where Trump fomented the Capitol riot nearly 4 years ago.
I am here tonight to say that is not who we are.
Before a massive crowd spilling under the Washington Monument, Harris argued Trump's only in it for himself, while she's ready to work for all Americans from both parties as a new generation of leader.
I pledge to seek common ground and common sense solutions to make your life better.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
During a video chat with a group of Hispanic supporters earlier Tuesday, President Joe Biden called Trump supporters garbage. Biden was responding to an insulting joke about the U.S. Caribbean island of Puerto Rico by a comedian at Trump's rally in Madison Square Garden in New York City Sunday, who called Puerto Rico, quote, a floating island of garbage. Trump seized on those comments hours later during a rally in the critical battleground state of Pennsylvania.
Remember Hillary? She said deplorable. And then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable. That didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right? But he doesn't know. You have to please forgive him. Please forgive him, for he not knoweth what he said.
In a post on social media, Biden said he was referring to the comedian's joke as garbage, saying that, quote, his demonization of Latinos is unconscionable. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has written to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, expressing his concern over new Israeli legislation that would ban the main UN agency supporting Palestinian refugees. Spokesperson Stefan Dujarric told reporters Tuesday that Guterres told the Israeli leader the legislation, quote, will have a devastating impact on the humanitarian situation of Palestinians in the occupied territory. The two bills adopted Monday by the Israeli legislature bans the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East, better known as UNRWA, and forbids Israeli officials from having any contact with UNRWA representatives. The two laws are set to go into effect in 90 days. The teenager charged in a deadly stabbing rampage in Britain at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class earlier this year is facing more criminal charges. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more.
He faces a terror offense and a charge for producing the deadly poison, ricin. Local police say Axel Ruta Cubana, the 18-year-old who is charged with murdering three girls and stabbing 10 other people in July, had produced ricin that was later found in his home. Police say he also had an Al-Qaeda jihad training manual. Ruta Cubana already faces three counts of murder over the deaths of a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 6-year-old in the seaside town of Southport in northwest England. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Hollywood actress Terry Garr, who charmed movie audiences with performances in such classics as Young Frankenstein and Tootsie, died Tuesday at the age of 79. Here's AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaralletto.
Terry Garr was known for Young Frankenstein, as well as roles in Oh God, Tootsie, and Mr. Mom. She also had dramatic roles in Close Encounters of the Third Kind and The Black Stallion. Garr became a spokesperson for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society after her diagnosis in 1999. She said in a 2006 AP interview she could take anything life threw at her, except when people tried to quote the Knockers line from Young Frankenstein to her.
Please don't say what Knockers to me, and they'll do it every time. And a woman will come to me, my husband. He has something to say to you. Go on, honey. Say it. He goes, what knockers? And I don't know what to say. I go, mm-hmm.
I'm Margie Zaralletta.
In sports, the New York Yankees posted an 11-4 rout of the visiting Los Angeles Dodgers Tuesday in Game 4 of the World Series. Anthony Volpe's grand slam in the third inning woke up New York's powerful offense, which had been dormant in the first three games of the series. The Dodgers now lead the best-of-seven series by a margin of 3-1. Game 5 is set for Wednesday night in New York. That wraps up this update. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.